Here's Patrick Ellis, former New Jersey Devils forward. Devils are retiring as number 26 in a pregame ceremony coming up. Have you written your speech? It's February 24th is the date, but have you written your speech? Are you going to know what you're going to say?
Straight to the point, huh,
yeah.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning to you too, Patrick.
How has your day been, Patrick?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's been great. We're in the city just walking around doing some media tour, and I'm excited, obviously, for the next Saturday. And back to your question, I'm working on it. It's not done yet. Getting some points, you know, across, and what I wanted to mention, what I wanted to be set in the speech. But now I'm working on a timetable, how long it's going to be, et cetera, so I can work on it even more. And it should be a fun night.
See, you know, you talk about you're walking through the streets of New York. You almost signed with the Rangers, didn't you, in 2006?
Again, straight to the point. I like it.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, you sign a seven-year deal.
I almost did. We were really close to having an agreement. But when I was making that decision, I wanted to have the no-trade clause in my contract, and we didn't agree on that at all. And that was kind of the deal breaker, pretty much, at that point. And after that, I guess it wasn't meant to be. And within 15 minutes, I signed back with New Jersey.
How do you know when? I know the last season, and we talked earlier this morning as well. So I'm getting to chat with him twice today. Yeah, which was great. But I just, because he got the big goal against the Toronto Maple Leafs, his last game in New Jersey. But like mentally, how do you know when? You know what? I'm satisfied. I'm going to retire. Versus, I want to give one more kick at it. Was there a certain day or moment or game?
You know, I had it easier to make that decision because of the extent to my injury and rehabbing and going through the process of rehab and trying to come back. And, you know, when it takes that long and you already kind of have that seed planted in your mind that, you know, maybe it's not going to happen. And once you start thinking about it that way, it opens up doors in your mind that you start, you know, really kind of playing with the idea, this is it, maybe. Do I really want it? Do I feel like I can do my job 100%, or am I going to be helpful to the team? And I was really being honest, and within the time that was given to me, I realized that it was time to go. I enjoyed going to the ring. I enjoyed going practicing and rehabbing and doing stuff, but I knew in my heart that I didn't want to do it on a daily basis. And so once you know that, once you start thinking about it that way, you know, it's time to kind of really, really go and you know, and start thinking about your life after. And I was talking to Ray Shearer on a couple of occasions that I'm already kind of having that thought process in my mind. And he's like, well, why don't you give it a break? You know, go home for Christmas back to Europe. And once you come back, let's talk about it again. But I did. I came back to New Jersey, practiced again, trained again hard for a month. But then I went for another skiing trip that my friends invited me. I'm like, yeah, this is it. I really want to do something else. And I got to be honest, I cannot do it to the extent that I wanted to. I wouldn't be helpful to the team, and this was the right time to go. But I cannot even imagine for players that have to make that decision in a short time. You know, I was lucky enough that the Ray and the coaching staff with John Hines, et cetera, that they allowed me to have the time and come to the decision on my own terms.
You should never make decisions, big life decisions, while on a chairlift looking at the beautiful scenery, because you just get overwhelmed by that. How is your health? Your early 40s. You wake up every day. Are you one of those guys? Oh, this hurts. Or are you feeling pretty good? Not hockey health, but just generally.
No, all good. Honestly, you know, the bumps and bruises are still there. Some of them, obviously, the knee. I had a big surgery a couple of years ago. I still feel it, but I'm not staying home and not doing anything. I'm actually being active quite a bit. I do Every day I do something. I go play pickup hockey twice a week. I run two or three times a week. I do different things, you know, after having your body abused for that long and kind of being doing one thing one-dimensionally, you know, being a hockey player, and you realize how much your body needs to be corrected in order to have a good, healthy life and live a good lifestyle after that. And I'm trying to do that. I'm doing Pilates and yoga and all that stuff, and I really enjoy it. So I'm being active quite a bit. I do skiing on a lot of occasions, you know, going for skiing trips. So I get to do a lot. I'm staying active, and I'm happy that my health allows me to do that.
Patrick, anybody you talk to, they say that you were an unbelievable teammate. I want to take you back 17 years to Dallas when Jason Arnott scored that mm-hmm. cup-winning goal, and your good friend Peter Sikora mm-hmm. had been knocked out of the game. What did you do after the game?
Yeah. Well, we went. It was me, Jason, and Bobby Holik, and we went to the hospital, obviously, to see him, how he's doing, and you know, to share at least with us, with our emotions a little bit, you know, that our accomplishment. And I felt bad, obviously, and it wasn't for him not being there at that moment with us, because he was such a big part of that that whole team and us winning the cup. And but you know, the situation that transpired during the game, it really motivated us. It really pushed us to, you know, even more to go after the win and after the cup. And we were so thrilled to be able to visit him in the hospital.
Well, you took the cup to the hospital, but before that, when the cup presentation was on the ice, what number were you wearing?
Oh, yeah, I had number 17. I took his jersey backwards, so I don't have any pictures with my own jersey on. I mean, in the first Stanley Cup, but like I said, I it just kind of came naturally. It just felt the right thing to do, and he was one of my best teammates that I played the game with, and we had a special chemistry, and I just felt like it was the right thing to do, at least for him to be there that way.
Hey, so Patrick, we talk about teammates, you know, Shanny threw it 17 years back. You've had a little bit of time, maybe not a ton of time, but you've got Marty Brodeur in management. You got Scott Niedermeyer in, you know, player personnel, your teammate Ken Danico in broadcasting. Are you a guy that, you know, watches hockey all the time now, or you don't? And do you think there's a certain career path you are interested in pursuing post-hockey, in hockey?
Well, honestly, I had a great opportunity and chance to be on NHL Network last year a couple of times, and I loved it. I think these guys are doing a great job, and it's fun. And all we've been doing pretty much since we were 5 years old, playing hockey, and professionally I've done it since I was 17 and starting going back home to Czech Republic. And so I hope I can say I understand a little bit of it, and we do, you know, we love talking about hockey. So, and I really enjoy that experience. Saying that, we, you know, we're in between living in Europe and here in the States. So, I'm ready to take time to step away a little bit from everything and just enjoy my time with family and do different things. And if it comes to it, you know, I'm sure it's going to be hockey related. My next steps, I'm involved with the junior national teams back at home in Czech Republic. I go with them as a consultant, and I like being around young talented players and give them some pointers. And you know, they're so eager to learn, and I can help them out that way a little bit. So I'm still involved a little bit, but I don't want to do anything yet full time, because I'm just loving the life of being a dad and doing things with my girls and family. And for now, I'm really happy that way.
Canada, Czech Republic tonight at the Olympics, Patrick.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Obviously, these teams are different. Like I said, I wish we would watch the best players in the world playing in this tournament, but. You know, anything can happen out there. We've seen the results the first 3 days, and I'm sure all these teams believe that they can win the gold medal. So it's extra motivation for them. But I got $5 on the checks today.
Okay, you're on.
I'm in. I'm with you, though.
There you go.
Just because I always suck up to the guest.
Oh, okay.
Two things. Two things before we let you go. I have it in my head that you did some kind of bird call back when you broke in. Is that right?
I can do that. Although, actually, if there is one place that I could do it, it's probably here in Manhattan, and people wouldn't even notice it.
So,
it was a peacock, right? We did it a video. Actually, was when I had my Stanley Cup first time in Czech Republic, and I did that with Marty Havlat when he was there for the celebration. But you guys can honor it.
Okay, we'll find it.
You guys don't want me to do it here.
we'll tweet it out.
I thought I was mistaken. And the other one is, who runs the pickup league that you're playing in twice a week? And we might want to televise that if you're playing twice a week.
No, you don't, honestly. I went downhill pretty quickly. No. But it's all fun. It's there's a few guys, there's a couple of guys that played in the NHL. There's guys that played in the Czech League that play for Czech national teams. And it depends on time. Obviously, in the summer, we have all those guys still that are still playing in the NHL, like the Pasterniaks and Hertl and Vrana. So all these young guys still go there and play with us in the summer. Obviously, during the season, the competition gets downhill a little bit, but we still have some guys that have the experience from the NHL. But trust me, it feels like it's a lot more competitive in that pickup game than sometimes in the NHL games.
Well, we
a lot of arguments, a lot of
offsides. Don't offsides just derail the whole thing?
You know what? We don't have a referee. It's all up on the honesty of the players.
Yeah.
So that's why there is a lot of argument.
Yeah, I know. One offside debate, and then you lose 20 minutes of ice time. You should be proud of it. Proud as a peacock with your call with this with that win and this ceremony.
Use that line in your speech.
I don't know if I want to say the second half of that word is in my speech. I might get lost in it.
I knew you were going to be good today. Patrick, congratulations in advance of the honor next Saturday, having your number 26 retired. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.